请那个接待把后面的门关起来。
Will the usher please close the door?
这样站在这里很刺眼，在外面很亮。
Because the reflection is really strong.
好，请大家翻开圣经以弗所书。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
好，谢谢。以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。第二节。
Verse 2.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。第三，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. Verse 2. With all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love. Verse 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Verse 4. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one.
合而为一，我们啊经常在教会里头谈论着。
So today we are discussing regarding to be united into one.
那合而为的信仰是圣灵所赐的。
And this will to be united into one has been granted by the Holy Spirit.
因为我们已经证明过人的天性很难达到合而为一。
Because it has been proven that it is the innate nature of every human being that caused it to be really difficult for everyone to be united into one.
那人的后天，大家也不一样，有的人追求灵性，有的人不追求的。
And everybody's acquired natures are different because some people pursue after spirituality and some don't.
有的人愿意付出啊，有的人不愿意付出。
Some people are more giving, whereas others are not.
因此大家的看法会不一样。
That's why that there's always differences in perspective.
换句话说，有的比较属灵，有的不属灵。
In other words, some people are more spiritual and some others are not.
那对神教会里头的事情的看法也会不一样。
And their perspective regarding the work in church are different too.
因此也是很难达到合而为一。
That is why it is very difficult to achieve this unity into one.
所以合而为一啊，是圣灵所赏赐的。
That is why this unity into one has been given and granted by the Holy Spirit.
也是神所赏赐的。
It's also given by God.
因为神赏赐给我们一个基督耶稣的名，让我们大家一起来敬拜、来服侍、来称颂这位独一的主。
Because God has granted us this Spirit in Christ, therefore we will all be united and we will praise God together.
也赏赐给我们应许圣灵大家都要被这个灵所感动。
And because the Holy Spirit has been granted on us, we will all be moved by Holy Spirit.
也赏赐给我们一个会名，真耶稣教会。
And what also been granted to us is the name True Jesus Church.
所以大家自然就能够合为一。
That's why naturally we'll all be united into one.
在真理一个真理的规模之下。
All under the same truth.
大家都为一体。
We're all one body.
不管在48个国家哪个地方都是一样的道理的规模。
And in this 48 countries throughout the world, we all share the same truth.
因此圣灵已经赏赐给我们的。
That is why the Holy Spirit has granted this to us.
我们现在就是要竭力来保守它。
So now we shall strive to preserve it.
我们不容许有人来破坏。
We shall not allow other people to have the opportunity to destroy it.
因此我们就谈到怎么样来竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
So today we shall discuss how do we preserve this unity into one.
我们谈到要谦虚。
The first point that we discussed, one of the virtues that we need in order to achieve unity into one is humility.
第二要温柔。
Secondly, gentleness.
我们现在谈第三。
Now, thirdly, endurance.
第三项忍耐。
The third virtue, endurance.
人生有很多事情必须要忍耐。
There are many happenings in life which we need to face it with endurance.
有很多的话，我们必须要忍耐。
There are many words that can be spoken to us, which we need to face them with endurance.
有很多的气啊啊，悲气、生气那个气啊，有很多的气，我们也是要忍耐。
And we have to endure all kinds of we have to deal with a lot of emotions and anger with endurance.
啊，有很多的苦啊，我们也必须要忍耐。
And there are a lot of sufferings which we need to endure.
当然，现在社会上啊，不谈忍耐。
But of course, now in the society, people don't really discuss about endurance.
有事情就是必须要站出来讲清楚。
When you face with some problems, you have to come out and deal with it altogether.
要争啊，争到底。
You have to fight and argue.
因此，大家人跟人之间呢会争吵，甚至于国争国之间都会争吵。
Because there are fights between persons and also fights between nations.
因为缺少忍耐的心呢。
And this is due to the lack of endurance.
那事实上，忍耐是一个很好的美德。
Endurance is indeed a very beautiful virtue.
啊，只是经常被忽略的。
But right now it has been neglected.
因为学校也不教这个忍耐的事情啊。
Because this endurance has not been taught in school.
啊，现在是一个快速的时代。
It's a very fast-paced society.
啊，没有人有时间在那边等候排队。
Nobody has the time to queue up and wait for the turn.
等太久的话，大家心里会很烦躁。
The more they wait, the more they get annoyed.
就是因为现在社会还不谈忍耐的。
Because right now in the society, people don't really talk about endurance.
那到底忍耐是什么意思？
So what actually is the meaning of endurance?
我们先分成两个部分来解释。
Let's discuss them in two different categories.
那第一个部分是中文的部分。
So 中文。
中文。
华语。
华语，中文的意思。
Okay, so the first meaning is endurance being explained in Mandarin.
那第二个部分就是英文哈，这个英文怎么来解释这个忍耐
？And the second explanation will be made in English.
那当我们中文说忍耐就忍耐呀。
Of course, in Mandarin, endurance is its literal meaning, endurance.
那忍耐啊，忍就是能够承受这个压力呀。
So endurance represents ability to withstand this pressure and stress.
还是承受艰难。
To endure difficulties.
那我们看忍这个字啊，就是啊，心上啊，一把刀啊。
So the Chinese character of endurance, it comprises of a knife and a heart.
因此就不敢乱动。
That is why, we shall not move easily. Our hearts shall not be moved easily.
我们看那个强朋友拿着一把刀哈，那个。准备要刺一下那个受害人呢、啊、
？Because the knife is there right next to the heart and was ready to pierce it into the heart at any time.
哇，那一把刀顶着受害人的脖子。
So this knife is being pointed at the neck of the victim.
你动，你动，你动的话，我就刺了。
So once you move, it will be pierced into you.
啊，所以害得那个受害人呢，很害怕的，不敢动，乱动。
So the victim is so afraid and did not dare to move.
所以受害者必须要乖乖的啊听啊施暴者啊那个伤害人拿着刀的人的指令。
That is why this victim has to be submissive and have to wait obediently, while this afraid to be attacked by this offender.
所以他必须要忍耐，因为他乱动的话，他会受到伤害。
That is why this victim needs to endure. If not,It might be hurt.
啊，这个叫做忍。
This is endurance.
心上一把刀啊。
It means a knife at the heart.
好，但是接下来的问题是说，你不敢乱动的话，那你能够持续多久
？But the next question is, if you don't move, how long can you withstand?
你不敢乱动，你能够持续一个小时、两个小时、三个小时，还是一天、两天
？Are you able to withstand for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, or a day or 3 days?
啊，这个就是耐。
So this is also endurance.
所以耐的旁边呢有个寸啊，寸就是一个长度啊，长度就多长啊，你能够承受压力，能够承受困难，能够承受痛苦啊，你能够承受多久
？Therefore, in this Chinese character of endurance, nine, there is this small character which is inches. That means how long are you able to withstand for how many inches?
好。这是中文的意思啊。
This is in the Chinese character.
啊，那我们先谈英文。
Now let's discuss about the English character.
那英文有两个字啊。
So there are two words.
啊，一个是 patience.
One is patience.
那 patience 的意思就是能够承担啊，承受干扰，承受不 不公平，承受挑衅还是痛苦。
So patience in English, firstly, it means to withstand disturbance, to withstand difficulties.
啊，比如有人啊，还是说有人开那个喇叭哦，开得很大声啊。
For example, if somebody blows the trumpet really loudly.
啊，这个什么摇滚乐或乒乒乓乓，这个很大声。
Or when there's some rock music being played.
啊，你很不喜欢听。
It's unpleasant to you.
那个叫受到干扰啊。
And you've been disturbed.
啊，但是说到干扰，你倒是要去告诉他，你要跟他吵架，还是你就忍一忍呢？
Even though this is a form of nuisance to you, but instead of confronting that person, you tolerate it.
那 patience 意思就是说能够忍受这些，而呢不发脾气啊，你不失去脾气，哎，不去抱怨。
So being patient means ability to endure all this without throwing tantrum.
啊，这个就是英文的 patience.
So this is the explanation in English.
那这是 endurance.
Endurance.
那 endurance 就是说，比如说在赛跑。
Endurance, for example, if you are running you're in a race.
啊，那赛跑了当然是很辛苦啊。
Of course, it is tough.
啊，可是呢，已经快到终点了。
But you're almost approaching the finishing line.
啊，简直啊，已经快要倒下去了，就快要跑不动了。
And you no longer have stamina that you're almost at the end of your breath.
啊，脚已经快软了。
And your legs are weakened already.
啊，这个时候就要做决定啊。
So at that time, you need to make a decision.
你要再继续跑，还是就放弃
？Whether to continue running or to give up.
啊，继续跑的话，就是你不管自己体力已经很衰弱，已经很疲倦了，还是要跑啊。
So if you insist on continuing the run, even though you are lacking of stamina, you would still insist on doing that.
那这个就是 endurance.
This is a form of endurance.
所以 endurance 就是不管啊，虽然现在的环境很艰难
，even though the situation is such that it is very difficult.
啊，现在环境有很多的压力
，and there are a lot of stress and pressure.
啊，甚至自己已经精疲力竭了
，and you are already very weak in spirit.
但是还能够忍受这个痛苦啊
，but you're still able to withstand and endure the sufferings.
啊，这个就是 endurance.
This is endurance.
啊，所以这个是忍耐的意思啊。
So this is the meaning of endurance.
啊，虽然这个字啊经常看。
Even though this word endurance appear a lot.
啊，但是我们可能对里面的意思啊不是了解。
But probably we lack the understanding towards it.
这个忍耐呢，不是消极的承受困难，不是消极的啊。
Endurance is not facing difficulties in a passive manner.
而是积极的，能够胜过环境考验的毅力。
But the determination to overcome the difficulties actively.
好，那我们来看看忍耐的范围啊。
So let's look at the scope of endurance.
啊，在什么事上需要忍耐
？So in what matters do we need to endure？
啊，那请看雅各书。
Firstly, let us turn to the book of James.
雅各书，雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5,
第七节
verse 7.
雅各书第五章第七节
James chapter 5, verse 7.
弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看那农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨。第八节，你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。
Verse 7, therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and the latter rain. Verse 8, you also be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand.
所以第七节跟第八节忍耐是对事情的忍耐，而不是对人啊。因为这个农夫啊，要等候地里出产，那出产不是人啊，他是这些农产品啊。
Therefore, in verse 7 and 8, the patience here was towards a certain happening of events, but not towards a person.
因为它播种以后，就需要等一些时间呢，它自然就会发芽啊，然后会有收获。
Because since he has already sowed, so he needs to wait for the time to reap.
啊，这个是需要时间。
And this takes a while.
啊，时间要多久？有些时候，我们这个是很清楚的，可以看得到啊，要。大概有的是三个月，有的是两个月。
But how long does he need to wait? From here, we can see that sometimes it takes about 2 months, sometimes 3 months.
就是大家常识问题啊。
And it's a matter of knowledge.
啊，但是有些事情我们是事先不知道，要多久才会有成功，多久才会看到它的效果。
But as for some other matters, sometimes we do not know how long do we need to wait in order to see the results.
啊，比如说我们在现在在训练这个宣道啊，大家怎么去传福音呢？
For example, right now we're training on the preaching ministry.
啊，在做传道告诉我们要怎么去传福音呢？
Like Pastor Cho taught us how to preach the gospel.
啊，是不是这节课程讲完了，那我们回去要马上就会传福音，马上就能够传得很好，大家都能够明白。
So does it mean that once these classes have been taught to us, we know how to preach immediately and that we can understand how to do it?
那有些时候是不是我们祷告啊，早上的古执事他讲到这个祷告的道理啊。
Like in the morning, Deacon Koo discussed about the teachings of prayer.
那看我们早上所看的也不是说主要是帮彼得祷告啊，就马上就要功效啊。彼得还是三次不认主啊，刚讲完以后啊，彼得马上三次不认主啊。
And because Jesus helped to pray for Peter, it does not mean that immediately the results could be seen. And Peter continued to deny Jesus.
所以有些事情啊，不是说我们马上做啊，马上就有效果可以看得出来。
That is why many of our actions, the results will not follow immediately.
所以有的人啊说，就注意说，你看你祷告没功用啊，你看你祷告还是这样子啊，啊困难还是在啊，也没有什么改进啊。
Hence, some members might think that your prayers are not effective because there's no improvement even though you have prayed.
所以有些时间要等待时间，这个时间要多久不知道。
That is why sometimes we need to wait, but for how long, that we wouldn't know.
啊，所以好习惯的养成也是要时间来培养啊。
That is why waiting.
好习惯的养成也是要时间来培养。
So to cultivate a good habit, it takes time to.
要读书啊，要认真读书啊。
If we want to study, seriously.
啊，也不是说一天的认真读书就会有功效啊。
It's not that you can see the results immediately.
啊，比如我们在这里啊，啊，有的人啊移民到美国来去读英文。
Some people migrated to the United States and they go for English courses.
啊，也不是说读一个月就有效啊。
It's not that you can see the results within 1 or 2 months.
啊，有的人呢，他读一个月啊，读不来就放弃了。
Some people after 1 month of attending the classes, they give up.
啊，我看很多这个年纪大的哈，大概读了一个月、两个月不读了，读不来。
I see that some of these elderly friends that we have, after attending the classes for 1 or 2 months, they really give up.
啊。这个是需要长时间的培养啊。
That's why it needs to be cultivated over a long period of time.
啊，这个就是要忍耐。
This is when you need endurance.
啊，全世界的事情啊，没有不劳而获的。
We do not reap what we don't sow.
那我们读圣经、祷告啊，做灵修啊，也是要忍耐。
And in terms of doing divine work and in our spiritual nurture, in that too, we need to endure.
哎，是需要时间啊，去培养，要时间啊，去慢慢体验。
It needs time for us to experience and to cultivate ourselves.
啊，在这个当中呢，很辛苦了。
And this process is tough.
啊，因为等候本身就是很辛苦的一件事情啊。
Because waiting itself is a difficult task.
啊，大家去看医院啊，去医院看医生也是要等候啊。
When we visit the hospital, we need to wait there as well.
有些时候等飞机，哎，飞机啊误点，要等候啊。
Even waiting for the aircraft, it takes time too.
啊，去餐馆吃饭，也是要排长队，也是要等候啦。
And when you go to the restaurant, there's a long line, you have to wait as well.
所以很多事情啊，必须我们要去面对它，要去等候。
That is why in many occurrences and happenings in life, we need to wait patiently.
那第二个啊，就是对人的方便。
And the second aspect is the endurance towards people.
啊，请看第五章。
Let's read
第五章第九节。
Chapter 5, verse 9.
弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨，彼此受啊，免得受审判。看呐、啊，审判的主啊站在门前。第十节，弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知当作能受苦、能忍耐的榜样。
Verse 9.Chapter 5, verse 9. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. Verse 10. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience.
先知的角色就是要传警告。
The duty of the prophets is to give up warnings.
啊，传警告一般的人都不喜欢听。
Most people do not favor listening to warnings.
因为大家都喜欢听好听的话。
Because most people only enjoy listening to pleasant words.
啊，尤其现在这个书啊，很多书啊，都是告诉大家怎么啊说话的艺术啊，就是要说好听的话，要赞美的话。
That is why these days a lot of books teaches us how to articulate and skills of conversing.
啊，不要批评，不要随便出主意。
Not to criticize and not to share your views.
要包装啊。
It comes how to package yourself well.
啊，没有人愿意啊去指责别人的不对。
No one's willing to criticize or point out the wrongdoings of others.
但是先知的角色就是要指责人的不对。
But the duties of the prophets is to point out the mistakes of the people.
因为他们是奉主的名在说话。
Because they're speaking in the name of God.
好像以前以色列的先知也是一样啊。
Just like the prophets in the Israelites, the Israelite prophets.
到现在为止也是一样。
Even until now, it's still the same.
啊，大家都不喜欢听这些指责的话。
Nobody likes to listen to words of rebuke.
所以先知的工作就是吃力不讨好。
That is why it's tough to be a prophet.
那这里说，这些先知啊，他们能够忍受痛苦，能够忍耐。
But here it says that the prophets are able to endure and they were patient.
有些时候，先知他们会觉得很灰心呐。
Sometimes these prophets would feel discouraged.
我们看耶利米书啊，耶利米多么的灰心呐。
Like in the book of Jeremiah, we could see that Jeremiah was very discouraged.
啊，甚至于他跟神在抱怨说：“你看，你叫我做先知啊，现在呢，现在我被人嘲笑啊。”
And he was even grumbling to God that you made me a prophet, but right now I'm a laughingstock of the people.
所以当先知就是要忍耐。
That is why one of the virtues of being a prophet is to one of the characteristics needed by a prophet is to endure.
所以这个是面对人的伤害无路啊。
So this is when dealing with the criticisms of people.
那必须要在宽恕当中啊忍耐，能够化解这些怨恨。
If we endure, we are able to dissolve all this hatred.
啊，在磨练当中啊，要存着感恩的心呢。
And in training, in the hearts, in the process of being trained, we live on with a thankful heart.
啊，这个是不简单的事情。
This is not a simple task.
因为现在社会不谈宽恕啊。
Because right now the society hardly discuss about endurance.
你看某个国家只要是去炸另外一个国家，另外一个国家一定是啊，马上炸回去啊，开这个飞机啊。带着炸弹炸回去的。
Right now, we can see that if one country has been attacked by the other, immediately it would attack back.
恐怖分子在攻击美国，美国马上报复。
Like when the United States have been attacked by the terrorists, immediately United States attacks them back.
那人也是一样啊。
The same goes to humans.
你看那个小孩子在小学里底下没受到欺负。
We see that the kids in school when they have been bullied.
回家告诉爸爸。
They would go home and complain it to the parents.
爸爸说打回去呀。
And the father would tell the kids, "Oh, you have to fight back."
不要显示你的软弱。
Don't show them your weakness.
所以今天的这个忍耐呢，很少人在讲。
That is why today hardly anyone talks about endurance.
因为讲忍耐会被看成是一个软弱的代表。
If one talks about endurance, it's a sign of weakness.
但是圣经怎么告诉我们？
How does the Bible tell us?
啊，要合而为一啊。
To be united into one.
就是必须对事情要忍耐。
In order to achieve unity into one,
啊，对人也是要忍耐。
Endure towards the matter and towards persons.
那有些时候啊，我们在困惑当中呢。
And sometimes in the midst of difficulties.
我们碰到一些艰难，碰到困难。
When we face with obstacles and difficulties.
那也不知道是什么原因呢。
We don't really know the reason why it happened.
像约伯一样。
Just like Job.
啊，请看十一节。
Verse 11.
第五章十一节。
Chapter 5, verse 11.
那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局是，明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲的。
Verse 11. Indeed, we count them blessed blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by God, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful.
有的时候我们遭遇到困难患难。
Many at times when we face with difficulties.
啊，检讨啊，在检讨。
We self-examine.
我要去参加聚会啊。
I need to attend church services.
我要祷告啊。
And I need to pray.
啊，怎么又会发生车祸呢？
But why is it that I still meet with an accident?
哎呀，真是百思不解的。
It's inexplainable.
啊，看起来好像没有答案呢。
It seems as though there is no answer.
啊，对，没有答案呢。
It's true, there's no answer.
啊，当时约伯也是好，看起来是没有答案呢。
Just like when Job faced with his difficulties in life.
但是他还是忍耐啊。
There was no answers for him too, but he persevered.
那结局呢？神就显出慈悲给他。
But in the end, God showed compassion and mercy towards him.
因此，有些时候我们在教会、在家庭、在个人的事情上，有的时候呢，很莫名其妙的遭遇到这一些不幸。
Sometimes at work, in our personal lives, or in church, we meet with these unfortunate events.
怎么办呢？就是忍耐，我有忍耐。
What can we do but to persevere?
啊，所以我们在忍耐的范围就是对事情啊，还有对人，还有就是不知道为什么原因的时候，都是必须要忍耐。
So this endurance is when we face with difficulties towards matters, towards people, and when we are helpless, not knowing what to do, the only thing we can do is to endure.
好，那我们现在谈这个忍耐的极限。
So let's talk about the limit of endurance.
有时候你看吵架的人说，哇，我忍耐到现在已经看受不了了，
动不了啊。In our fights, we say that I've reached my limit of endurance.
忍耐，忍耐啊，忍不住了啦。
Even though I've tried enduring, but I've reached my limit.
啊，到底是要忍耐到什么时候啊？
So until when do I have to endure?
有时候也会问啊，好，传道你说叫我忍耐，忍耐到什么时候？
Sometimes people ask me, "Oh, pastor, you asked me to endure, but until when do I endure?"
好，所以在时间上哈，
so
要忍耐到什么时候？
In the matter of time, until when do we endure?
啊，请看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24,
13节。
Verse 13.
好，来看从第十节来看。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 10。
那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶。十一节。
Verse 11。
只要好些假先知起来，迷惑多人。十二节。只因不法的事增多，那许多人的爱心就渐渐冷淡了。十三节。
Verse 12。
那唯有忍耐到底的，必然得救。
Verse 10。And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Verse 11, then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. Verse 12, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Verse 13, but he who endures to the end will be saved, shall be saved.
在末时，现在就是末时了。
And since it's discussing about the end times, right now we're going through the end time.
所以你会发觉我们教会好像是旅馆一样啊，进进出出啊，有的要 check in, 有的 check out、啊、
So do we feel like our church is likened to a hotel where some people check in and some check out?
哎，刚受洗，哎，大家很高兴，不久以后就不见了。
For the new believers who just got baptized, everybody rejoiced because they just got baptized, but later on they stopped coming.
有的失踪十几年，哎，有一天他就忽然回来了。
And some have been missing in action for more than 10 years, but now they're back again.
所以有的人跌倒，有的人兴起。
So some people fall and some people arise.
那当我们看见有人跌倒的时候
，So when we see that some people fall,
那他这样子哎没事啊，也是好好的啊，生活照过，你看也过得不错啊。
It seems as though they are still living a very smooth life, even though they've stopped coming to church.
那我为什么要那么准时来聚会啊
？So why do I need to come to church so punctual?
为什么要每次都来？
Why do I have to attend church all the time?
来刚好这个吃饭时间到就可以了。有 show up 啊，这个传道就要说啊，谢谢你。
So it's probably enough for me to show up at lunchtime for the meal, and then the pastor should actually thank me for that.
啊，这个负责人啊，传道所讲的都不算数，要看主耶稣怎么说了，主耶稣怎么看我们。
So what the pastor says is not.That important, but what's important is what God says.
啊，所以将来要很多人，因为这个不法的事情增多。
And because this 不法的事情
wicked.
Oh, so the matters of wickedness have been increasing.
所以爱心啊，就渐渐冷淡了。
And the love is growing cold.
因为这些都会受影响。
All this will be affected.
我回台湾、啊、看有的教会、啊、哇，那个负责那个很认真做事情呢、啊。
So when I returned to Taiwan, I saw that these board members were very diligent and in serving the church.
每次聚会都是很早就到。
And they attend church services very
early. 都能够以身作则。
And they set good examples.
啊，结果整天教会大家都一样，都学他们呢、啊。
And eventually, all the members in the church emulated him.
啊，但感谢主，我们这里负责人也是很尽心尽力啊。
But of course, thank God that our board members here, they work very hard and they do their best as well.
啊，所以假若能够哈，大家都很热心啊，当然。有人带头热心，结果大家都热心。
So if the leader set a good example and he guides everyone, so everyone will be zealous.
那假若哈、啊，好像是冷冷的。
But if it's very, they're very cold in their service.
那大家也会跟着。
Everyone will emulate you.
有的人要热心啊，热心不起来呀、
啊。Some people want to be warm and they want to be zealous, but they just could not.
那、啊、这个时候怎么办呢
？So what do we do when we face with this situation?
十三节说。不管、啊、他人怎么样，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
Verse 13, it says that, he who endures to the end shall be saved.
所以不能够灰心。
So let's not give up.
也叫忍耐到底。
We have to endure until the end.
那、啊、这个底是什么时候呢
？So what is this end actually？
啊，在但以理书里头又有一个很详细、很清楚哈、啊，也很传神的记载。
In the book of Daniel, there is a very clear explanation.
啊，为了让大家更能够明白，我们看但以理书十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 12.
十二章的十一节。
Chapter 12, verse 11.
十二章十一节。
Daniel, chapter 12, verse 11.
但以理书十二章十一节。
Daniel, chapter 12, verse 11.
自从除掉长线的燔祭，并设立那行毁坏可憎之物的时候。必有1290日，十三节。
Verse 13, verse 12.
等到1335日的那人变为有福了。
Verse 11. And from the time that the day sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1290 days. Verse 12. Blessed is he who waits and come to the 1395 days.
好，所以。这个但以理书十二章，我们不管是知道意思还是不知道意思都无所谓，反正这边有两个日子啊。
It doesn't matter whether we understand what it means in these few verses, but there are two dates that have been recorded.
一个日子是1290日。
The first number of days is 1290 days.
另外一个日子是1335日。
The other one is 1335 days.
那我们想说，既然圣经有说1290日，那就忍耐，忍耐到这一天。你看，忍耐到1290日就已经完全了嘛，就够了啊。
So we will think that since the Bible mentioned that the days that we need to endure is 1290 days, then that's until when we have to endure.
好，但是十二节说哈，我们看到、哦、等到1335日的那人变得有福了、啊。
But in verse 12, it says that blessed is he who waits until 1335 days.
啊，就是超过前面那一个日子。
So this has exceeded the days recorded in the verse prior to it.
所以这个就是到底呀、啊。
So this is endurance until the end.
那对我们来讲，到底就是忍耐到我们生命的最后一口气。
So by the end, we mean it means the last breath of our lives.
所以十三节啊。
In verse 13.
说你。啊、你且去等候结局、啊、因为你必安歇，到了末期你必起来享受你的福分。
In verse 13 it says, But you go your way till the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days.
所以在时间上来讲，就是要忍耐到最后的一口气。
So in a matter of time, we have to endure until our very last breath.
那在空间上来讲呢？
And in a matter of space,
啊，哥林多前书十三章第七节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7.
哥林多前书十三章第七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7.
第七。
Verse 7.
啊，大家也可以一起念啊。
Let's read together.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。啊，所以在时间上，对不起，时间不能。
好。
在空间上，就凡事啊，就不管什么事情，都是要忍耐。
Okay, so in a matter of space, we need to bear in all things.
而不是一个选择性的。
But it's not a selective form of endurance.
啊，这件事情我可以忍受。
towards this matter, I'm able to endure.
因为这个事情是不关我的事情。
Because this matter is not related to me.
啊，那个事情啊是关于我的权益，我就不能够忍受。
But because the other matter is related to my right, that is why I can't endure.
啊，圣经是告诉我们，凡事啊，不管什么事情，大大小小，你的事情、我的事情啊，别人的事情都要忍受。
But the Bible tells us to bear all things.No matter is it your things or my things, we have to endure in all matters.
那有忍耐的品格，我们才能够保守圣灵所赐给我们合而为一的心。
Only when we have this virtue of endurance, we are able to have the will to be united into one.
那第四个哈。
And fourthly,
宽容
tolerance,
用爱心互相宽容。
Tolerance by love.
那宽容啊，当然。有的人会说，那是不是 对那些作奸犯科的人也要宽容他们
？So does it mean that we have to tolerance towards inequities？
那宽容到底是什么意思
？What is the meaning of tolerance？
啊，请看加拉太书。
Let us turn to Galatians。
加拉太书第六章第二节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 2。
加拉太书第六章的第。可以从第一节看。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 1。
第一节。
Verse 1。
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。第二节。
Verse 2。
你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。那这个就是在说宽容的意义。
So here it explains regarding the significance of tolerance.
就是说在重力之下，在重力之下，在那个很重的压力之下，还能够立得稳呢。
That is, under very strong pressure, we're still able to hold strong.
啊，比如说我们那个餐厅啊，外面不是有很多根柱子吗
？For example, there are many pillars outside the dining hall.
哦，那个都是屋顶的哈。
And these pillars support the roof.
啊，所以那个柱子啊，就是能够支撑啊。虽然是上面有一些重量
，Even though there's some weight on top of the pillars, but it's able to support.
啊，所以就是啊，啊，有人啊要对付我，还是有人有什么瑕疵，这些重量压在我的身上。
So regardless of the pressure that is pressing upon us, we must be able to withstand.
因为别人对我的侵犯呢，就好像是一个重力压在我的身上一样呢，让我很不舒服。
Because this trespasses of other people towards us is likened to this pressure imposed on us.
啊，所以这个时候就是好像那个柱子要立得稳呢。
This is when we liken to the pillars, we have to stand strong.
啊，这个就是宽容的意思。
This is the significance of tolerance.
好，那我们现在看回圣经。
So now let's refer back to the Bible.
若有人偶然被过犯所胜。
If somebody has been overcome by trespasses.
那被过犯所胜可能是言语上的冲突啊。
It could be trespasses. In the verbal form,
因为他忍耐不住啊。
Because we can no longer tolerate.
哇，我们刚不是讲说，在很多的话，很多的话啊，有很多的话，我们必须要忍受。
We just discussed that there are several words which we need to tolerate.
因为有人讲话可能不是比较尖酸啊，不客气啊。
Because some people are less courteous in their words.
那这个我们好像是 offensive 一样，这好像是一个对我们来讲是一个挑战啊。
And to me, this is a challenge.
让我们很不舒服啊。
It makes me feel uneasy.
啊，对我们来说就会形成一个压力。
And this has caused a pressure upon us.
那怎么办呢
？So what do we do?
这个属灵的人就要温柔的心把它挽回过来。
This spiritual person shall 对不起。
挽回过来。
Shall restore this person.
那挽回过来就是要做一些事情呢。
And to restore this person, some actions need to be done.
啊，使他回到正路上。
So that he's able to return to the right path.
啊，所以我们看宽容跟纵容一样不一样呢？不一样啊。
What's the difference between being tolerant and to spoil?
这个纵容就是我不告诉他，反正我不管了，我不管。
To condone means to care less about that person.
啊，好像神啊，这个在罗马书的第一章那里说，现在的人都犯罪了，都不认识，故意不认识神，所以讲派先知讲，他们也不听，那神就任凭他们啊，就是已经任凭了，不管了。
Okay, to condone is likened to what recorded in Romans chapter 1 that God no longer cares or rebukes these people because he no longer cares about these people.
那宽容不是纵容，不是放纵。
And to tolerate is not to condone.
你看，宽容必须要去面对他，必须去告诉他。
Because to tolerate, you still got to confront that person.
因为我们被过犯所胜，那我们可能是变一个受害者啊。
Because we are the victims in this situation.
啊，比如说有人老是在聚会的时候讲话。
For example, if some people keep chatting during church services,
还是聚会时间呢？这个手机也不关静音，叮当叮当叮咚叮咚叮咚啊！大家听到都很不能够专心，老是被这些手机所烦恼。
Or if the mobile phone keeps ringing during the service, it's actually a disturbance to other people.
所以是对我们来讲就是一种干扰。
And this is a form of annoyance to us.
因为他偶然被过犯所胜啊。
And we have been overcome by trespasses.
那他可能忘记，他也不是故意的。
Perhaps it was done so unintentionally.
因为是偶然嘛。
Because it happened to happen.
偶然是第一个，不是每一次。
And it's not a usual occurrence.
那也不是故意的。
And it is not an intended occurrence.
那在这种情形之下，要用温柔的心呢，把它挽回过来。
And under these circumstances, we have to use gentleness to restore this person.
那所谓温柔的心呢，就是让他能够接受。
And to use gentleness so that this person can accept.
一方面要告诉他他是不对，但是又要让他能够接受我们的指责。
On one hand, we are pointing out his trespasses, but on the other hand, we have to use gentleness so that that person is able to accept our confrontation.
那因为第二节说，因为个人的重担要互相的担当。
Because like in verse 12, it says, bear one another's burdens.
这个就是宽容的意思。
This is the meaning of tolerance.
在哥林多前书十三章，那你说凡事宽容。
In First Corinthians chapter 13, it says to tolerate in all things.
所以宽容也是要宽容不一样的意见啊。对，有些时候大家意见会不一样。
So, for tolerance and endurance, sometimes we need to endure differences in opinions as well.
所以现在社会是讲究宽容。
And now the society emphasizes on tolerance.
我们看那个。台湾的选举，那个总统新选上总统蔡英文，他还是说我们现在要宽容啊，社会上这些不一样的意见、不一样的宗教。
Like the newly elected president in Taiwan, she emphasized on the importance of tolerance towards differences in religion as well.
所以要怎么样来保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心？
So how do we preserve this heart that has been taken as unity into one?
因为大家都是肢体啊，主耶稣是这个身体，我们都是他的肢体。
Because we are all the parts of the body of Christ.
主耶稣啊，已经赏赐给我们一个真理的规模。
He has set an example of this truth towards us.
就是一主一心一灵一息一神。
That is one God.One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
好，没关系啊，反正就一啊，这里等一下可以再看哈，忘记的话可以再看。
We can refer.
那就七个一哈，那这些一的话，就是神所赏赐已经给我们，这个不能够变了，这从天上来的，这一些不能变。
And these seven ones have been granted upon us from the from above, and it can be changed.
啊，其他的我们来教会的话，比如说教会需要买车子，要买什么牌的啊？有的人喜欢日本牌，有人喜欢美国牌，有人喜欢从韩国来的什么那个什么牌啊？
现代
啊 ，Kia， 对对对，还有以后不知道从哪里来的那个牌子，对，每个人意见都不一样。
So when we want to purchase a car for the church, everybody have different opinions. They want to get cars from all products of different countries.
啊，都要尊重每一个人的意见呢。
So we have to respect everybody's perspective.
那尊重就是你要听他，要听他讲啊。
To respect means to listen to one's view.
而且要等他讲完。
And we have to give that person an opportunity to finish speaking his view.
要给他机会来表达他自己的意见呢。
So he will have an opportunity to express his view.
好，所以在教会前面不能说啊，你不用讲，我知道了。我还没讲，你怎么知道啊？
In church, we have to give people an opportunity to speak, but not to abruptly stop someone from speaking.
所以这个就不算宽容。
This is not a sign of tolerance.
所以要等他讲完。
That is why we have to give others opportunity to finish speaking their views.
因为这个是宽容的定义。那么宽容的范围呢？
And what is the scope of tolerance?
当然我们刚刚讲过，故意的就不在这个宽容的范围。
This scope of tolerance excludes willful acts.
请看希伯来书第十章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
第十章二十六节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 26.
希伯来书十章二十六节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 26。
因为我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪啊，若故意犯罪，赎罪祭的啊，赎罪的祭就再没有了。
Verse 26. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins.
那当然，每一个人有软弱的时候啊。
Of course, every one of us have moments of weakness.
那有些时候你也想胜过这些试探引诱，但是因为肉体的关系，有些时候会失败啊。
Sometimes we want to overcome these temptations and these weaknesses of the flesh, but because of weaknesses, we're not able to do so.
但至少我们知道这些是错的，这是不对的。
But at least we know that these are trespasses.
好像我们知道生气是不对的啦。
For example, we know that getting angry is wrong.
但是有些时候还是受不了啊，我生气啊。
But sometimes you can't control, but we throw tantrums.
可是人家是故意的。
But if it's willfully done,
故意的就不在宽容的范围之内。
Willful acts are excluded from the scope of tolerance.
那这个就是必须要处理。
This has to be dealt with.
那怎么处理呢？
And how do we deal with this?
当然按照主耶稣的指示。
According to the teachings of God.
第一个，那个跟他有意见的人自己要去跟他说了。
Firstly, the person who have a differing view needs to confront the other person.
那第二个再去告诉其他弟兄姐妹，两个一起去告诉他，劝告他。
And other brothers and sisters have to approach this person with differing views and discuss.
那再不听的话。
And if this person refuses to listen.
那就是像外邦人一样，就不用理他，连教会劝告都不听了。
If he refuses to listen to the advice from the church, then just like a Gentile, we can ignore this person.
那就交给主耶稣去处理。
And we'll leave it to God to deal with him.
因为人已经尽了本分了。
Because persons, as human beings, we have done our parts.
所以宽容啊，宽容第一个啊，宽容人的过犯，偶尔犯的过犯。
Firstly, to be tolerant towards the unintended trespasses of the people.
因为大家的软弱嘛，大家互相担当啊，大家都会有软弱啊。
These trespasses which are due to weaknesses.
那第二个就是宽容事情啊，宽容这些大家不同的意见呢、啊。
And secondly, being tolerant towards differing views.
宽容不一样的习俗、肤色。
Differing race and culture.
那宽容的底线是什么？
But what is the limit of tolerance?
为什么要宽容他？就是爱他。
Why do we have to be tolerant? Because we love.
因为我们刚讲过，纵容就不一样，纵容就是害他。
To condone is to harm that person.
Harm,
yeah. To do harm to that person.
那我们宽容是为了爱他。
But we tolerate because we love that person.
但是宽容就是不计较他的恶啊，不计较，但是也是要告诉他他错在哪里。
To be tolerant is to not be calculative towards his trespasses, but then we got to point out his mistakes.
好，那最后一个哈，
And finally, unity.
那联络的意思是什么？
What is the meaning of unity?
请看罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章第五节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 5.
罗马书十二章第五节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 5.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。
Verse 5, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one and another.
肢体当然是要联络啊。
Of course, these body parts have to have unity.
比如说我被蚊子叮了。
For example, I've been bitten by the mosquito.
哇，一只蚊子在我脸上叮了。
So this mosquito is biting me on my face.
那我会不会拍他走啊？
So will I sweep it away?
当然会啊。
Of course I will.
所以这个就要联络嘛，对不对？我这个脑，我这个脸的这边的神经就会告诉我的大脑说，哎，有蚊子在叮你呢。
So my oh the nerves on my face are sending signals to my brain and tell informing me that oh you've been bitten by a mosquito.
好，那我的这个神经系统，这个脑就发出指令，好，手啊，你现在准备好了吗？啪，哎，好，打到了，蚊子掉下来了。
So my brain is actually instructing my hand to slap on my own face to kill the mosquito.
所以要不要联络 So, 要啦，你没联络的话，大家呆呆的站在那里，蚊子叮了，不晓得要怎么办。
So there needs to be this contact or communication between all these body parts.
那只要是没有联络的话，这个叫 out of function 啊。
So if there's no communication, it is out of function.
因为像也是很不得已，有人老人痴呆啊，他真的是他不会打了，因为他脑筋不灵光了。
Yeah, so for these people who have Alzheimer's disease, they can no longer function because the body parts no longer communicate with one another.
那正常的话是会联络的。
And for a normal person, usually there's communication going on in body parts.
一样的，我们都是耶稣基督的肢体。
And we are the body parts of Christ.
所以肢体啊，就是互相联络啊。
And these body parts need to communicate.
啊，怎么来知道有蚊子在您的脸上？
And how do we know that there's a mosquito on our face?
至少有人看到会跟你说，你只要是没有感觉的话，皮肤很厚的话，说哎，有蚊子在你脸上啊。
So if you have really thick skin that you don't feel that the mosquitoes on your face, the person next to you would tell you that, excuse me, you have this mosquito on your face.
啊，要是我太太的话，她可能看到就马上打下来的。
But if it's my wife, she would slap me right away to kill the mosquito.
就爱她嘛，对不对？不用她感觉就马上就。打过去的。
Because she loves me so much.
所以这个就联络啊。
So this is the communication.
我们弟兄姐妹平常要联络。
So as brothers and sisters, we need to communicate often.
为什么访问组很重要
？Why is it important to have this visiting community?
啊，我们也要有访问组。
We need to have this visitation.
就大家都互相联络。
Visiting team, yeah. So there's this communication going on.
我们的晚上聚会有些礼拜二、礼拜四，有些说有联络要聚会，也是说那一家啊附近的信徒也可以到那家去聚会，就是要大家有联络。
Like we have this communication going on. Like sometimes if we have a cell group service going on, we would inform each other.
好，那联络呢？联络是要怎么联络？联络就以爱心来互相联络。
But how do we communicate? We communicate with love.
就是保护这个家庭啊，要祝福这个家庭。
That is, we want to protect and we want to bless this family.
所以去联络，并不是说派他去做那个特务员啊，去挖隐私。
Oh, we
不是去当记者，我们不是当记者啊。
Yeah, when we want to communicate, it doesn't mean that we hire this special investigator to investigate on this person.
好，所以我们是信徒嘛，我们不是记者啊，我们就不需要去挖人家的隐私啊。
But because we are members of the church, but we are not journalists or reporters who want to find out more about people's personal lives.
好，那联络的结果呢？
So what is the effect of unity?
请看约伯记。
Let's turn to Job.
约伯记四十章。
Job chapter 40.
约伯记四十章。
Job chapter 40.
因为时间关系，我念得稍微快一点啊，我念完你就不需要再翻译了，因为时间不多。约伯记四十章十七节。
Job chapter 40 verse 17.
他摇动尾巴如香柏树，他大腿的筋互相联络。啊，那这个是在记载着河马它力量很大啊，就是因为它有联络。
Here, in verse 17, it records regarding this hippopotamus, and it is very strong, and each body part communicates with each other.
然后再看十七节。
Verse 17.
这个时候谈到鳄鱼啊，十七节。
十七节，
哎，十七 seventeen。
Okay, verse 17，
都是互相联络啊，交结不能够分离。
And in verse 17, it talks about this alligator.
啊，在二十三节。
And verse 23，
它的肉块互相联络，紧贴情面，不能够动摇哦，摇动。你看，这联络就力量大。
So when you communicate and when you're united, the power is strong.
那假设没有联络的话，我们叫做。离离落落啊，四分五裂。
And when you don't have this unity, there will be divisions.
所以我们太平洋教会，只要是大家弟兄姐妹都很想联络的话，那这一间教会就团结，力量大。
And if we communicate and if we are united in this Pacifica Church, then we'll have this very strong power.
那相反的，只要是没有互相联络的话
，On the contrary, if we do not communicate,
这个台语叫做离离落落，国语叫做四分五裂。英文叫做 fall apart。
Oh, so in English it's fall apart.
哦，我一下想讲三种语言呢，省得翻译，人家三点呢。啊，第二个哈，第二个啊，联络的结果。
Secondly, the second effect of unity.
啊，最后一节哈。
The last.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
哥罗西书第二章十九节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 19.
第二章十九节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 19.
哥罗西书第二章十九节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 19.
不辞定元所，全身既然靠着他精结得以互相联络，就因神大得长进。所以这里说我们因神大得长进。
So it hears, here it says that we grow with increase that is from God.
就是因为大家有联络。
That's because all parts are joined together.
那在什么书上长进呢？
So in what perspective do we grow and improve?
你可以自己定义啊。
You can set your own definition.
哦，你说我在金钱上长进也可以啊。
You can say that you grow in the form of financially.
你说我的身高长进也可以啊。
Or you grow in your height.
你说我的信心长进。
Or you grow in faith.
你说我的恩典长进。
Or you grow in the grace that you receive.
哦，我对神的知识的认识上长进。
Or my knowledge towards God have increased.
哦，都可以，你应该在哪些方面自己填
？It can be from any aspect, and you can choose.
反正就是因为神大得长进。
But all this grow because of God.
啊，这个就是要大家有互相联络。
And there needs to be this unity and communication.
因此我们要要在神所赐合为一的心上要竭力竭力保守它。
Therefore, we have to strive to preserve this unity in one.
好，那我们就到此结束。好，默祷休息。
Let's have a silent prayer.